What is up, our people?
We are back once again.
We are back. We are back and better. No, we are. Is it bigger? Back and better than before?
Bigger and better.
Bigger and better. Yeah. We're coming hot, fresh. At the oven.
Where have you been, David Nadi? Because this is clearly.
Where have you? It's your fault that we're just like. See, actually, no, it's both our faults.
As you people know, you're all adults here. We're all adults here. Everybody has something to do.
Yeah, we've just been super busy, and we have heard you. Because nobody DMs us, so we've heard the actual verbal complaints in person. Where's your podcast? What's going on? I'm waiting for a new episode. So
Here it is.
We're just
the comeback episode.
We're
dragged here by our good friend, and manager, Mr. Emeka.
Mr. Ndaguba. And now we have a new update. We are with Studio 9.
We signed under a 3-year 50 episode contract.
They have it on our neck.
Yes, so we have to pump these out, but it's glad to be back. Give us an update.
Have I been? Oh, yes, yeah. Also. Life's been good.
Them lad is eating money. My man is eating.
So, yeah, I transitioned to a new job, the same company. So, that's exciting. It can't be further from my skill of quote-unquote expertise. But, like, it's fun. I learn new things every day. And, yeah, like, I just know. I now understand what people say when they talk about their work environment. I just use me more. Yeah, going there to work, what does that mean? But like, understand like work dynamics now and being professional, quote unquote.
So now you have to, whenever you're typing emails, it's a formal letter.
Please find attached. I hope this finds. Oh,
I hope this finds you. You're one of these people.
I prefer the getaways. Hello, I did not find so-and-so. I straight direct. So when like people like message me or send me an email and I see that from my time, I'm just like, just go straight to the point.
You really don't hope this email finds me well.
You are exactly right. So what's up with you?
Me?
You that you're talking and saying I'm making money. You are making money.
I'm not making money, please. I'm still a student. But yes, we graduate this year. 2020.
What's it? I always waste that blah blah. I cannot roll my R's. Okay, well, sure. Congrats.
Yes, so we graduate this year by the grace of God. We start full time.
Whole graduate.
Please. Demlade has graduated.
In tech, for that matter. So
see,
money.
All those people, if you're one of those, if you're listening, please stop choking people to join tech. It's okay if you're not in tech. Everybody doesn't need to be a person.
But that's where money is, though.
True, Sha. I feel that. But
if you don't have any technical skills now, is that us in these streets? So have you seen guys starting salary? If I had the skills, I would switch, but it's fine.
That's when you do have the skills.
Wow.
Everybody has the skills. That's the simple Excel rule. You can get into tech.
Okay.
But I'm not going to turn this episode into that. You guys don't want that.
So now, like, updates on like personal life. What have you like been up to?
I've been playing ball, man.
I rolled my eyes, like, bro.
I've been playing.
Is that all? You know, nothing else to share.
No.
I'm looking at you.
I'm looking at you. Is there anything you want to tell us? Is there anything you want to tell us?
Derry has been enjoying life. That's all you guys need to know.
And so has Demi. Her skin is glowing.
Derry now is looking very, very.
Please.
He will start gymming now.
Them lady told people what we have in store for them.
Yo, so now that we're bigger or better than before, we are looking to actually change our setup, change how things are, and just change like the outlook of things. That's very vague, but we just need you to watch this space. So now we are partnering with Studio 9, and we want to be consistent. We want to be those adults that be like, yes, I run a podcast. That's what I do.
That's what you do.
Yeah. So we want to actually put out more episodes. We want to, you know, put out more content for you guys on social media. So please, if you don't follow Derry and Demi's podcast, go ahead and follow. It's literally Derry and Demi's podcast on IG. Make sure that you follow.
We're giving everybody that follows. Or Dem Lade is giving everyone.
I don't have money.
She's giving everyone that follows a free sweater with Derry and Demi's podcast logo on it.
Wow.
You heard it here first.
I don't have money. We don't have merch yet. So Dari is lying to y'all. We're not bringing out anything. Yeah, and so just watch this space. If you don't know who Studio 9 is, it's run by one of our dearest friends, Mr. Nemeka Ndaguba, the sugar daddy of Winnipeg himself. And he...
If you see him, you know why we call him.
Exactly. Sugar. He looks like money. And he's been so gracious to support the podcast. He's into everything. Videography, there. Picture, there. Sound, there. Like anything creative, like he's there. He loves listening to ideas and supporting like young Winnipeg creatives to put their things out there. So it's just the Studio 9 on Instagram. So make sure that you guys check it out. That's, yeah. They're literally our sponsor. They're everything. They're sugar that is now.
They're
so
everything for us.
Yeah, a big shout out to them.
Are there any updates on sugar daddies you're looking for? You're talking sponsors for a long time.
Let me clarify. I was never looking for...
The way you're
for...
looking is like you found those sponsors.
Wow.
The way you're looking.
See, I'm sponsored. I told you I go a new job, so that's where I look it good from. I've still not. I did not.
So
then you let me
more,
clarify.
So then
I was not.
To having
I was not looking. Dari, don't trap me here. Don't trap me here.
You're boxing yourself.
Let me land.
Yeah, land.
Thank you. Dari is such a sweetie. I said, let me land. He gave me space. Or like some people, I'm not gonna mention anything just yet.
Listen to the OTB
on the blog podcast.
Listen to them.
Those
you
people,
know why?
Hooligans, Bobby. You'd love them. So what was I saying?
You're telling me how you have money.
I wasn't saying how. Yeah, I never said I have a sugar daddy. I never said I wanted a sugar daddy because they want something in return. And it's something I cannot give. I have nothing to give them. My life is with Christ.
Hypothetical situation. If he pulled up and he said he doesn't want anything, he just wants to give you
money. To be very honest, yeah.
If you lie, I swear.
To be very honest, yeah. Like, we have to build rapport and trust before I can take that money.
Story. Well, this one is story.
Like, I'm just like, we have to have an established relationship that, oh, we're G's, we're friends. And like, it can't be old that if I bring around my friends, they'll be looking at me through the corner of my eye. Like, that's not going to work. But, you know, like, I'm also open to women as well. And I didn't want to swing that way to start with. So, yes. So, it was a life sponsor.
So
let's clarify that I was looking
criteria
for.
Criteria is have money.
Exactly. And be youngish.
Ah.
So, like, from our age to, like, early 30s, mid-30s.
So,
yeah.
Let's say 45.
I said the mid-30s. I just
literally... Well, let's say 45-year-old billionaire.
Dari, don't be putting... Don't trap me on this.
Just check.
I ain't gonna say nothing, but
just check it.
I'm not gonna say nothing,
yeah.
But now I've transitioned from that. I still want a life sponsor, don't get me wrong, to my goal for this year is to find somebody that will just give me $1 million to start up. Because I'm in an age of my life where like I want to branch into new things, start new things. I feel like $1 million is a good investment, starting point.
Starting point.
Yeah.
Anywhere from $1 million. Good to
so
know.
Like tell us about your gym plans, your plans for summer. Dari has plans for summer. Dari doesn't care about me anymore. He forgot about me. This is only on this place I can hear things like this. So go ahead.
You want me to put our business on the internet?
Come on, just go ahead. Just go ahead.
No, summertime. See, we've already had this conversation in a previous episode. Go and listen to the previous episode. We already had this conversation. Summertime is the time to get outside, man.
Yo, like the sun is out, sun's out. Are your buns out?
Your buns. That's up to you. I don't know. No, we do everything now. You know, we play football. There's this thing called spike ball. I don't know.
What's spike ball?
It's some sport. Some people do it. I don't know. We just try it out. Get outside. Go to the parks. If you have money, travel. See, I cannot emphasize this enough. I swear to you, travel.
Travel, see, yeah. See. Leave your current space. It does something for your mind. I traveled last year.
She came back. She was not for 1 week. She didn't frown, only smile. She was smiling for 1 week.
Straight. Like I even came back with COVID, Zef. And I was so, and I felt I still even the mist.
And 1 week later, everybody in the friendship circle got COVID.
Yo, we all got COVID. That's even another update.
Nah, yes, we had COVID. COVID is a bastard.
yeah, it was not pretty because I could not go out. To be honest, I was working from home. I don't plan on seeing anybody's face just yet. So it lined up. My symptoms weren't bad, but I gave somebody. The person I gave, I know you listen to this. I am very, very sorry.
We appreciate you.
Thank you so much, but I'm very sorry.
So you not tell me sorry. You cannot tell me sorry.
You caught COVID from you.
No. Okay,
you caught COVID from somewhere else.
See, yeah. There are plenty of places I could have gotten COVID.
No, but it wasn't from me though. Because you started seeing symptoms like a day after. It needs about 7 days of incubation.
You are meant to pay me for getting COVID.
You posted
up
for Christmas. You went out, you did things. But and that period.
Did I not see you before Christmas? No.
No.
Okay, it was after.
No, and I caught it on the trip itself, so I don't understand. It's not from me. It's not from me. Don't, Mama Shebe, don't be doing that. I'm very sure.
I feel like it is.
I'm very sure. If I should mention the people that caught the COVID, you think
See,
that did not even come in contact
that COVID,
with me.
That COVID thing was very funny because I didn't even know who to blame because I was like, they called me like to the time that my office, so someone in my office even got COVID, and then 2 days later or 3 days later, they told me that, they had COVID. But then in between that time, I had gone out to three places.
You might have given that person COVID.
I am not part of the problem. Yeah, don't pin this on me. I'm not part of the problem.
Okay. Yes. If you say so, if you say so, for sure. But yeah. We all caught COVID, though. If you didn't catch COVID, were you really even
in
the pandemic? Oh my gosh.
Even outside like that.
Exactly. But we got through it as a family. We even celebrated COVID New Year's together.
That's the funny thing.
It was so good.
Actually,
it was a vibe.
We all just got everybody that had COVID.
It was just a vibe. Yeah. Point blank, period. Yeah. So continue about your plans for summer, or is that all?
And we're planning to travel, take holiday. See, for the past, I don't know whether it's 3 years, I don't think I've taken proper holiday. The only holiday was COVID.
Off, yeah.
And I won't count COVID because I couldn't do anything. I was literally
sick.
Exactly.
Yeah.
No, not even like when I had COVID, like pandemic.
Oh, pandemic
lockdown.
Period. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. We're just
That's not vacation. That's just
circumstances.
Exactly. You did not like go. You did not go and chill in the Maldives with sun.
You
know.
To Santorini.
Exactly.
That's
not vacation.
Brussels,
Yeah.
So I'm planning on taking a holiday. We say money's in the bank.
I told you, Dari is making money
We've
now.
We've been saving, please.
Y'all didn't believe me, but Dari is making money now.
Don't be lying to the people.
Not lying to y'all. Anyway, Sha.
Tell us your plans, please.
For the summer?
Yes, with all the money you're getting.
It's true, it's tax return season, no? So the Canadian government, it's only this period, I love you. But yeah, thank you guys for giving us the money that was initially ours back. But I love everything, no?
God punish these people. Yes, I know you guys are hearing me. God punish you.
May I not say it so because that's not me. Let me just clarify. But yeah, tax season. It's a bright time to get money and then realize or more this money is really spoken for once the money comes into your account because you have so many things to do. I thought the money, when you not actually that's okay, let me push it aside for this. You now see the remaining of like, yo.
There's nothing left, man.
There's really nothing left. But if I can squeeze out, maybe like squeeze something out, maybe like I'll go. I want to do like those weekend trips to other cities, Vancouver. You know, I heard Vancouver is really beautiful. So and I've not been. Can you imagine? Yeah, I don't have people there, but like just go and sightsee. You know. Go to different cities,
No sporting activities.
No exercise, no sporting activities. Maybe
nothing
I will do light hiking.
Nothing to keep the blood
light
flowing.
Hiking.
Hiking light. Is walking from from your house to here.
I emphasize on the word hike because I'm not me and sports, you don't gel. Funny thing is, I used to run like primary school to like GSS 2, I believe, and then I ran and I was like hyperventilating, like
you said,
like it was. Like my chest, I felt like I was going to die. And I just said that I was like, I just could not. And you know what pained me? No, I just had like a traumatic memory.
Mm-hmm.
It just flashed before my eyes. But someone had made fun of me for that. I'm like, yo, you're making fun of my heart condition. And then I was also like, I also had like fainting spells. So I was just fainting anyhow. Yo, high school was ghetto. I was going through it. Yeah, but what are we talking about? I don't even know how we got here. We're
asking for your summer plans, and somehow we got to you fainting. But
yeah, but yeah, that's
the, those are the kind of people we are. We're just that interesting.
Yeah. Yes. So we going out. I'm making more friends. I want to host more events. Like, that's a plan that I want. I also host like thoughtful events, like things that are planned. I'm terrible at planning. Like me, I'm an idea person. Like, just give out. I love it, but like to actually get it done. It's like, yeah, I'm a very lazy person too. It's a beautiful mix. Laziness.
Wait.
I have beautiful ideas.
Sounds
like,
to me that point blank period, you're just lazy. That's how it sounds to me.
Dari, I don't like this. I really don't like this. Yo, you're putting me anyway, Sha. But what I'm saying is this, I'm going. What was I even saying? Yo, you
hosting events.
Hosting events. Yeah. Thoughtful events. You'll get an invite from me soon. Like, I have something in the works. I want to undertake more projects as well. Like, I write more scripts for stuff and just get stuff out there. So yeah, that's my plan for this summer. And actually, like, do some schoolwork too, but that one I'm hoping I actually get to it, because if my parents are listening to this, I love you. I am studying.
This is a random thought, but under this, not random thoughts, but back to something we already talked about. I'll put a poll under this. I'm wondering how many people actually use the money from their tax return as part on themselves, as opposed to like paying off something like credit card or whatever you use. Like, I want to see. I'm just curious.
To be honest, to be fair, there was a certain year where I was debt free. I was very debt free.
Cow.
And that money, it went into some fashion over. But like the money, the funny thing is like that year, it wasn't that the mouse was, it wasn't, the mouse was not, wasn't that. So yeah.
More problems.
Exactly. Last year I graduated, so there were fees, like hidden fees from nowhere, like, and I moved. I don't know, it was just bloody, but hectic. We ain't thinking about that. It's 2022, baby. It's all, like, mask mandates now are gone, so
see,
the world is returning back to normal. I pray to God that it stays the same.
All of you that look at me bad for not wearing my mask, I don't care. I do not care.
Literally coming here, like the lady in the elevator looked at me. I think she had like, she looked had like scrubs. I think she's a nurse. So like the eye she gave me, I'm like, oh mo, I ran out of masks at home. Don't look at me like that.
The government said so. The government, Manitoba said so.
Yeah. And also, yeah, I'm going back to the office. Yeah. Yeah. Well, you've always been in the office. So
yeah, I used to live in my office.
Exactly. Like, you call, I'll hit you up at 8 p.m. Oh, yo, what's up? And you tell me I'm still at the office. I just like
being there. It's all about drive. Y'all know this.
It's a lie. He just likes his coworkers. You just like the environment. You don't like work.
You don't like work. I like work. I'm a hard worker. If you want to hire me, I'll work.
Don't lie. I've already accepted I'm lazy. let's stop. Let's not be doing that no more. But yeah, that's just where we are at now. So, you know, beautiful things to come. I believe that we have more interesting things to talk about. We have new perspectives now. Like, in the couple of months you haven't heard from us,
we've gone through a lot.
We've learned a lot. We've gone through hard times together. We've persevered. Even our friendship as well has like gone through changes that I believe are like, when necessary to happen, because of like how our lives, and I feel like we're stronger for that.
That's a fantastic thing. Like, I don't know, it's been weird. Demlade and I, we haven't had like it has changed, but it has never been like bad. Like,
it hasn't been bad. Like, we don't talk as much, we don't see each other as much, but at the same time, like, it's still there. I don't know how to explain. It's like, and it's still organic. Like, even when we meet, there's no awkwardness
or anything. That, see, so find your Demlade. I'm telling you,
find your Dari.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, find good friends out there. So yeah, I'm just gonna leave you guys with this thought in your head. It's summer, like mask minds are open. So whatever situation you're going through, just like keep an open mind, keep a positive mind. If you're religious, go ahead and pray and just, you know, hope for better things because we are sad, baby. I don't want to say.
You know what? You know, just occurred to me.
What?
While we're living, Ramadan is like next tomorrow.
I have this like countdown clock because like I also work with like my boss is Muslim, so I'm just like in terms of link up after work, we need to target a very nice time.
We have a window. We have to keep that.
Yeah.
But no, it's going to be a nice time, and I'm so happy to be back, Dimladi. I'm happy to be back.
So happy, like. Yo, I'm going to stop hearing stuff from people. And at the same time, like, this is a goal I had for this year, even though we're already 3 months
in. See, forget it.
Exactly. It's about coming back. And we're here. We're here to stay. Watch this space. You might be hearing some unfamiliar voices or some familiar voices that, you know. Mm. So, yeah, watch this space. And so, Dari, how are you feeling after this?
Excited to be back.
Excited. Our word for our goodbye is, you know, be catch outside. Oh, catch you next time.
And be outside.
Be outside and catch you next time. I'm that girl.